Avengers Endgame has given Hollywood's summer movie season a very healthy head start, but maybe you're looking for something different, or hey, maybe you just can't get enough of superheroes and their super issues. Our critic Bob Mondello has this summer preview.
What's it been? 6 weeks since Endgame, and already there's another Marvel movie. But in fairness, its teen superhero is angling for a vacation far from home.
Planning a trip?
Mm-hmm. Going to Europe.
Until...
Heads up. Nick Fury's calling you.
I don't really want to talk to Nick
Answer
Fury.
Answer phone.
Why?
Because if you don't talk to him, then I have to talk to him. I don't want to talk to him. You sent Nick Fury to voicemail?
I gotta go.
You do not ghost Nick Fury.
You're a very difficult person to contact, Spider-Man.
Far From Home turns out to be not far enough when you have responsibilities. Marvel will also be unleashing a lot of X-Men to try to help a newbie X-person keep her emotions in check in Dark Phoenix.
I'm scared. When I lose control, bad things happen. People I love.
Actually, it's not just people she loves. In Dark Phoenix, the whole world is at risk, which will also be true in The Dead Don't Die, an uncommonly corpse-filled movie from hip indie director Jim Jarmusch.
So what are you thinking?
I'm thinking zombies.
What?
You know, the undead.
That's Adam Driver talking to Bill Murray. Elsewhere in the World in Peril division, there'll be an old franchise with a new cast.
We are the Men in Black.
And a new twist on its usual formula.
The Men and Women in Black.
Yeah, ha. Perfectly done.
They'll be battling otherworldly critters in Men in Black International, whereas a lethal virus is the threat in a simple tale of a career lawman and a loose cannon who work beautifully together.
Pick a door.
All right, then.
No. That's my door. Pick another door.
What's wrong with you?
Fast and Furious presents Hobbs and Shaw.
You know what? You were right. This is your door.
What's the matter? You got a lot of bad guys behind that door?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. And with a little less at stake, another action franchise comes knocking.
Hi. I'm looking for...
Chef.
Who's asking?
John Chef Jr. Your son.
My son? Junior?
The Shaft reboot is a full-fledged family affair with the original's Richard Roundtree on hand as Grandpa. For a look back at the era of the original Shaft, there's Quentin Tarantino's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, in which Leonardo DiCaprio plays a TV star.
Actors are required to do a lot of dangerous stuff.
And Brad Pitt is his significantly less famous double.
Cliff here is meant to help carry the load.
Is that how you describe your job, Cliff?
What, carrying his load? Yeah, it's about right.
A comedy about TV of a more recent vintage called Late Night stars Emma Thompson as a popular but fading TV host.
That's our show, everyone.
Who discovers she's got a problem.
Do you think women are funny?
Funny is funny.
As long as you're white, male, and from an elite college, like your writing staff.
We need to hire a woman.
Would a gay guy work?
No.
Who they hire is Mindy Kaling, who just happens to have written this movie's script.
I need you to help me change this show.
No more tantrums.
And no withering looks.
Like that one.
That's my face.
Late Night leads a parade of films that center on women this summer, including Where'd You Go, Bernadette, based on the best-selling novel of that title and starring Cate Blanchett.
I have this one shot
to launch my second act. So step aside, because I am about to kick the hell out of life.
Awkwafina plays a woman in the drama The Farewell, whose family is keeping a secret.
What's wrong, Dad?
Manette is dying.
She doesn't know, so you can't say anything. The family thinks it's better not to tell her.
Why is that better?
There's also a feminist take on Hamlet called Ophelia and told from her point of view.
Hamlet, we can escape now. Come.
I think Ophelia is dangerous.
Elsewhere, a woman journeys from Scotland to Nashville to become a country singer in Wild Rose. The Kitchen features Melissa McCarthy and Tiffany Haddish as mob wives who take over when their gangster husbands go to prison. An all-female nautical team circles the globe in the documentary Maiden, and the author Toni Morrison waxes irreverent in another documentary, The Pieces I Am.
A friend of mine called me up early in the morning and said, Toni, you won the Nobel Prize. And I remember holding the phone thinking, she must be drunk.
While we're talking documentaries, let's mention a couple about musicians, another theme of the summer. There's David Crosby, Remember My Name, about the 77-year-old rock star's often challenging journey through life, and Ron Howard's affectionate operatic portrait, Pavarotti.
I learned to love people.
You're a trusting person?
Are you joking? I will not exist if I don't trust people.
There's also a musical biopic that got a 4-minute standing ovation last week at the Cannes Film Fest.
So that is a fat boy from nowhere. Get to be a soul man.
It's called Rocket Man.
I'm thinking of changing my name to Elton.
But that's my name.
Yeah, I know.
Taron Egerton did his own singing as Elton John, and the director is the guy who got called in at the last minute to rescue Bohemian Rhapsody, a film to which Rocketman would very much like to be compared. Two other films take a sideways look at famous musicians. Blinded by the Light is the true story of a kid who grew up in Maggie Thatcher's England, obsessing over a singer who was not popular with his friends or with his Muslim Pakistani family.
Who's that?
The boss.
Whose boss?
Springsteen. He's more what your dad listens to.
Not my dad.
And the most eccentric musician movie this summer is Yesterday, about a band that suddenly disappears from the memory of everyone in the world except one guy who's been doing cover versions of their songs for years.
When did you write that?
I didn't write it. Paul McCartney wrote it. The Beatles.
Who?
No one except Jack has ever heard of the Fab Four.
John, Paul, George and Ringo, the Beatles.
Not a glimmer.
Do you genuinely not know who the Beatles are?
Genuinely.
Then I'm in a really, really, really complicated situation.
Also a situation where he could get really, really, really rich releasing their songs. Other comedies include the social satire The Last Black Man in San Francisco, about gentrification and reclaiming your heritage, a wonderfully shaggy, entirely improvised goof involving Civil War memorabilia called Sword of Trust, and Stuber, about an extremely mild-mannered guy named Stu who drives for Uber. He's played by Kumail Nanjiani, and one night,
Compton,
he picks up Dave Bautista.
LAPD. Let's go.
Do you have a more specific address?
Compton!
Stop yelling, neighborhoods. That's not how Uber works.
Also mild-mannered, Jesse Eisenberg, determined to become bolder in the art of self-defense by enrolling in a very weird karate class.
Today's lesson, to kick with your fists and punch with your feet.
That makes perfect sense.
The opposite of mild-mannered are the kids in Good Boys, an R-rated comedy that's sort of an elementary school super bad.
2 weeks into sixth grade, I'm already a social piranha.
Zippy cups, zippy cups.
Does this look like a sippy cup? No, it's a f***ing juice box. Because I'm not a f***ing child.
Good Boys is clearly not suitable for children, but there are plenty of films that are, many of them with Roman numerals after their titles. Angry Birds 2, Secret Life of Pets 2, Toy Story 4.
Bonnie made a friend in class.
She's already making friends.
No, she literally made a new friend. I want you to meet Forky.
Hi. He's a sport.
And the digital live-action remake that's been whetting appetites since the vocal cast was first announced. The Lion King, with Donald Glover as Simba, Beyoncé as Nala, and as Mufasa, bringing us full circle in the circle of life, the familiar rumble of James Earl Jones.
Remember.
A summer where everything you see exists together in a delicate balance. I'm Bob Mandela.